From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Our mission is to connect with our community during this time of social distancing. This year, on the Captain's Log, you'll hear voices from our community near and far about how they're doing, music that resonates, tributes to those living and gone, and more, all with our standard spacey music, Star Trekery, and a dose of hope. If you would like to be a guest on a future show, email me at amya@kxci.org. And of course, you can always listen to all past programs by going to kxci.org. Captain's Log, January 24th, 2021, First Officer Amy A. We have new leadership. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were inaugurated and sworn in this past week. The difference in tone and actions from the last administration cannot be overstated. It's like a long, refreshing rain after a four-year drought of decency. And as this celebration was going on in D.C., we in the Arizona desert received our rain, back-to-back storms washing the dust from the air and dusting our northern mountains with snow. And yet, COVID numbers are at an all-time high, with at least 2 days this week, deaths of Arizona loved ones reached over 400 in a day. Simultaneously, more and more people around us are being vaccinated, and I celebrate every single one that I see on social media with relief and gratitude. This is 2021, I guess. The long, slow climb out of a deep, dark hole. It seems we must put our heads down and trudge this uphill climb. On the Captain's Log in the past few weeks, we've been reviewing songs of 2020. The creativity of music often reflects what is currently going on in our society, and 2020 was no exception. The long months of quarantine and social distance have influenced much music, and I'm sure will continue for years to come. But there was one moment in 2020 that felt heavier than the rest, if that is even conceivable. But it was. On May 25th, 46-year-old George Floyd was killed by a police officer by pinning him to the ground with a knee to his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, a time in which Mr. Floyd called to his mom. It was heartbreaking. It was infuriating. Still is. This terrible moment drove musicians and artists alike to create. Here is one from Anderson .Paak.
You should have been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire. Them bullets was flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lie.
Oh my. Time heals all, but you out of time now. Judge gotta watch us from the clock tower. Little tear gas cleared the whole place out. I'll be back with the hazmat for the next round. We was trying to protest and the fires broke out. Look out for the secret agents, they be planted in the crowd. Set a civil unrest, but you sleep so sound. Like you don't hear the screams when we catching beat down. Staying quiet when they're killing, but you speak loud when we ride. Got opinions coming from a place of privilege. Sicker than the COVID, how they did them on the ground. Speaking of the COVID, is it still going around? Won't you tell me about the looting? What's that really all about? Cause they throw away black lives like paper towels plus unemployment rate. What, 40 million now? Killed a man in broad day. Might never see a trial. We just wanna break chains like slaves in the South. Started in the North End, but we in the downtown. Riot cops try to block, now we got a showdown. Down. You should have been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire. Them bullets were flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lies.
Downtown, where I got popped with the rubber bullet tray down. Got it in my name now. I'm a shooter.
Never understand why they do it. Someone cut the channel off the news before I lose it. I ain't even tripping. If you with it, then we lootin'. Let me put this Louis in the back of Suzuki. Oh, he had to break it down so smoothly. They gon' say it's not about race, but we moving. Oh, pow, cop the trade pound. Had to put in my name, what should play now? Any given day, I'll be headed to the pulpit. Say a little prayer, matter of fact, I need two of them. Ooh, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Ooh, this ain't 92, so we in the new rules. Though we got hips, so we don't lose the projects. About to hit Rodale with my little cousin Marcus. Someone threw a whole brick in the Neiman Marcus. Help me put the whole mannequin in the charger. You should have been downtown. The people are rising. We thought it was a lockdown. They opened the fire. Them bullets was flying. Who said it was a lockdown? Goddamn lie.
Lockdown, we ain't gotta stop. Cause they tell us to go downtown. Where I got popped with the rubber bullet tray.
times, all the time. Destruction of minds, bodies, and human rights. Stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined. This is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. To take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. We breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God-fearing because we do not seek revenge. We seek justice. We are past fear. We are fed up because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, see us. We can't breathe.
You are listening to the Captain's Log Project on KXCI Tucson. I'm Amy A. You just heard Her with the song I Can't Breathe and Anderson .Paak with Lockdown, both songs composed after the death of George Floyd last year. Soon after George Floyd's death, protests, rallies, and events were held all across the country and here in Tucson as well. It felt as if the nation was coming to terms with the fact that this was not new and not isolated and in fact systemic. At a Black Lives Matter rally in Tucson held on June 6th of last year, Carlin Bradley, one of the speakers at the event, was interviewed on this awakening.
Actually live here joined by Carlin Bradley, one of the performers, actually a speaker today. Carlin has organized several events for the Black community on campus. Tell me a little bit about what you said today on stage and why it matters so much.
So it is important because this event was a way for Black folks to, I think, explicitly speak about the experiences that they're having, opposed to talking about things in a certain framework, right? So like when we're protesting a very specific, singular aspect of ourselves, whereas this event was to talk about how Blackness is multifaceted and how we're more than just the traumatic, horrible things that happen to us.
So what would you say the key message was today from your speech? Because it was very captivating today.
For me, the thing that I really wanted for folks to understand is that police brutality is only one facet of the violence that Black people face, that there are all kinds of things that happen interpersonally that a lot of folks here probably participate in. And I really want for folks to look inward to themselves and figure out, how am I doing these things that are still harmful and violent to Black people? They may not be murdering us, but like there are other ways that people act out violence onto Black folks.
Do you think that message was received today?
I think so, yeah.
When I'm up here on stage, they call me Brandon. When I'm with my homies, they call me B. And when I'm with the ladies, let's just say they call me Taken because I'm already happily spoken for. But when I'm back at home, my mama, she called me Pookie. And though I'm not afraid to admit it, my mother calls me Pookie at like the most inopportune moments. For instance, today, on my way here to America's Got Talent, my mom screamed out the front door, "Make sure that you call me when you get there. Pookie." And like, I get why my mother says it out of courtesy, but to be real, I don't understand why my mom's so concerned with my safety, praying for me as I leave the house on a daily, because I'm just a young man who has faith in Jesus. The same way that stars have faith the space will protect them from this galactic bully we call gravity, who longs to turn their star to a splendid spectacle for passerbyers to watch in awe of its death. So yes, I never really understood the issue. And then I went on Facebook, and I realized that my mama loved me the same way every mother loved their son, fearfully. Because normally, death don't really bother me. I mean, I'm from Southside Stockton. I'm all too familiar with how some family reunions only ever take place on graveyard grass, and how a hole can be a safe haven for a soul in this mortal game of hide and go seek. But there is something so different about Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Jacob Blake, and the countless others. And as I stared at that screen, I couldn't help but think I was looking at a mirror image of myself being choked out for merely existing, or for daring to be more than three-fifths of what them folk thought them to be. Or maybe it was simply due to their hue, and in that moment, I better understood my black mother's greatest fear was every time I leave her home on the other side of my phone will no longer be her son, but be America's next most popular hashtag. Accompanied by a video of her young star being gunned down by gravity as my stardust has turned splendid spectacle for pacifiers to watch in awe of my death. So yes, my mother's greatest fear is that I won't return home breathing, blood pulsing through these veins enough to still be her Pookie. And my mama warned me, "Son, don't you dare get caught at the wrong place, at the wrong time, with that wrong colored skin, because those three strikes, they lead to pine box convictions, and I need you to return home my Pookie again." So dear mom, I promise you this, I will do everything in my power to make it back home to you. But if I don't, just know you was the very last thing on my mind. And I will always, always be your Pookie.
For 400 years, you had your knees on our necks. A garden of evil with no seeds of respect. In America's mirror, all she sees is regret. Instead of letting blood live, they begging for bloodlet. Revenge is a dish that's served on platelets. Transfusion or confusion, abusing our intellect. I can't be bought with a $1,200 check, even though $1,200 can make a meal stretch. My mama wasn't rich, but she earned my respect. She made a little bit of money for a lot of blood, tears, and sweat. Jumping up and down on police cars, I'm vexed. After Chauvin killed George Floyd, we got next. Molotov cocktails, anarchy on the set. The rich took the loot, so now we loot. Feeling like a caged tiger that's whipped to do tricks. That's why I started fires and yelled and threw bricks. They tried to run me over and arrest me. Tased pepper spray and engaged with the kid. They ran up in the state house with them AKs quick. Won't be no rubber bullets ricocheting off ribs. But the white supremacists go in the cops' faces spit. Try to barbecue, Becky call the cops on the kid. Hoping and praying it'd be some Emmett Till. Sandra wasn't bland, they hated Mike cause he brown. Trayvon should have had an Aston Martin riding around. Amadou Diallo, it's way too many to follow. Vato, how much of my pride I gotta swallow? God only knows how deep this plan goes. I was dealing with this as a teen in Kangos. Harassed by cops, word to my ancestors' souls. And watching that man die slow left a hole. He cried for his mama as the murder unfold. If it wasn't for them phones, Chauvin would be at home. Feeling justified because of George's skin tone. I'm telling it to those with melanin, you're not alone. The new Malcolm, Martin, and Marcuses are now grown. America's a graveyard full of black men's bones. And I ain't got to tell you that Breonna Taylor got slayed in her own home. Had they lived, Sean could have rocked bells. Eric could have garnered attention. Beyond the t-shirts and obituary mentions. Oscar could have been counting grants. Tamir could have went to Rice. They owed them cops nothing, but all of them paid the price. Hey, hey, hey.
Like Marcus, Garvey, I'm an artist. Respect to the goddess. Some say I'm too modest because I'm the hardest. On this path to progress, there's been carnage. Regardless, this is a harvest for the world to harness. Elders' dreams, creators' promise. Being free is like paying homage. I've been on that peace, Black Dalai Lama. My college was between Stony and Cottage. The knowledge, I got it because this was about it. Knew I had to pull it, the bullet or the ballot. It's like the parable of the story of the talents. When my people took it paper with no margin, turning ghettos to gardens like Ron Finley. Through stages of life, the world's my Wembley. I MC from the point of entry of peace. Some find it though through the paper routing. And some find they peace through praise and shouting. And some find they peace through pulling the shades like Malcolm. I found my peace making these albums. Peace. Ground zero for xenophobia. They love to trope me, a misquote me. They even wrote me out of all accounts, other than show them in small amounts. Till I called them out, I'm what the story is all about. My arrival wasn't willingly, nah, but that's chillingly the truth. Now I fear for shots from cops killing me. They on a hunt for the plug, and we the auxiliary. The black power and love, I'm all the above. But find peace in the culture, I'm responsible to saving every piece of the puzzle, every article, the page. I'm at peace in the struggle, I'm awake and not afraid. While I'm channeling my energy from particle to wave at peace. Like Mandela seated on Robben Island. Wise like a prophet arriving from the Highlands. Look, I'm not here for any kind of problem. Keep me out of your gossip column. Thank you, I'm calm and tranquil. At the time and place to I shine. Word to God, I'm divine and graceful. The grind could break you. If you concentrate, you can find your faith. Where the higher conscience takes you, that's peace.
This is the Captain's Log Project on KXCI Tucson. You just heard Common featuring Black Thought with the song Say Peace, LL Cool J with an excerpt from his May 31st George Floyd freestyle rap, Brandon Leak reciting his poem Pookie before that, and we started things off with Carlin Bradley interviewed at the Black Lives Matter event in June of 2020. This caps off a very cursory review of the art that was created in the wake of the murder of George Floyd. All the music played on tonight's program can be found by going to kxci.org/programs and clicking on the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me tonight. I'll see you next week.
Live long and prosper.